Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this 25th day of July.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Tremendous Tuesday. 1 Chronicles 22:13 is our Do Not Fear scripture of the day. And it says, "Then you will have success if you are careful to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord gave to Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged." If you're discouraged today, don't be, because you know what? God's got something behind the scenes he's doing that's going to make you happy when he brings it up on the scene.
Amen.
And we got to have that faith to keep us holding on.
Yes, we do.
Until we see it.
Amen. Good word.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, and as we listen to phone messages and read letters and emails from our friends, God allows us to feel their hurts and see their hopes for a better tomorrow.
Yes.
Some of you have wondered either on paper in your heart when the promises of God will be manifested in your life. We know that delay tactics are a favorite deception of the enemy because he seeks to trip us up by filling us with doubt.
That's right.
The enemy wants us to believe that salvation will never come to our family members. But that's not what the word says. The enemy wants us to believe that deliverance from debt will never manifest in our lives. But that's not what the word says. The enemy wants us to believe that our healing or that of a loved one will never manifest. But that's not what the word says. The enemy wants us to think the job market is hopeless and we'll never find another job, but that's not what the word says. The enemy wants us to think that the Lord is not interested in our needs or in fulfilling the promises he's made to each of us in the word of God.
Yet he made them.
Absolutely. 2 Peter 3:9, Classic Amplified. The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises, according to some people's conception of slowness. But he is long-suffering, extraordinarily patient towards you, not desiring that any should perish, but all should turn to repentance. This scripture is often quoted as a verse to give hope to those who are believing for a loved one to be saved. However, we think there's much more at work in this verse. The Lord does not delay and is not tardy about what he promises. If you're going through the fire, if you feel like you've been to hell and back, then you need to hold on to the first part of that verse. God does not delay. But the enemy likes to see if he can hinder the arrival of God's answer to the circumstances and problems that we're facing. Daniel 10:12-14, New Living Translation. Then he said, "Don't be afraid, Daniel, since the first day you began to pray for understanding, to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven. I've come in answer to your prayer. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. Now I'm here to explain what will happen to your people in the future, for this vision concerns a time yet to come." The Amplified translation of part of Daniel 10:12 says, "Your words were heard, and have come as a consequence and in response to your words."
You know, it's important for us to understand on this tremendous Tuesday morning that God has heard our prayers. Yes, he does. That he has an answer. He has a deliverance that's on the way to us. However, we've got to be faithful. And we need to be faithful day by day, obeying the Lord, following his instructions, following the instructions of the Holy Spirit when he's leading us somewhere, and do our very best to go, "Lord, I am not going to be a doubter. I'm going to be a believer."
Amen.
Because answers, deliverance, and direction are coming our way. In Psalm 119:60, Psalm 119:60 in the New Living Translation, it says, I will hurry without delay to obey your commands. We want God to listen to us. We need to listen to him. Even though we've been waiting for an answer, we've been waiting for this manifestation, don't give in, give up, back up, back down, or quit expecting, even when it's tough. As we were praying for you, and I mean even ourselves, the Lord led us to the story of Simeon found in Luke 2:25-32. Just an interesting way of looking at it. It says, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Simeon had been given a promise by God, and he was holding on to it. He may have been young when he received the promise, and now he was very old. Yet he held on to the promise that the Holy Ghost gave him. It's important that we don't give up on the promises of God. He's not only interested in the big things, he's interested in the little things too. If God said it or promised it in the Word, then it will come to pass.
Yes.
Dr. Robert Schuller, many, many years ago now, once said, delay does not mean denial. There are several characteristics used to describe Simeon that we may need to emulate in our lives. First, he was just. According to Strong's Concordance, the word just in the Greek word means, let me give it to you this way. It's G1342, if you look it up in Strong's Concordance. And it means upright, righteous, virtuous, keeping the commands of God. And the word just is found 81 times in 76 verses, according to the Hebrew Concordance of the King James Bible. Interestingly enough, the word that means G1342 is also translated as righteous on 41 of the occasions. A further definition of just prompts a powerful question for us. Strong's Concordance says, whose way of thinking, feeling, and acting is wholly conformed to the will of God. So we have to ask ourselves, are we living our lives as we wait for the manifest? How are we living? Let's put it this way. How are we living our lives as we wait for the manifestation of the promises that he's given to us? What are we thinking about? What do we talk about? We talk the negative, or are we going, it's tough, Lord, but I'm hanging in there with you? Are we focusing on the things of the world, or are we focusing on the Word of God and what he has said? Are we determined to stay full of faith, nothing wavering, no doubt, resting on the Word? It has a lot to do with how much time we spend in the Word, because he can strengthen us. Remember, as we say often, the Bible is alive. It is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it cuts asunder between the soul and the spirit. So what are the main characters in the story of our lives? Is our performance based on the Word or the world?
Secondly, verse 25 says that Simeon was devout. According to Strong's Concordance, devout is only found three times in the New Testament. Devout is a Greek word, G2126, and it means reverencing God. Pious, religious. Devout men often must take stands of faith that are misunderstood, sometimes in the midst of persecution. In Acts 8:2, the scripture says that it was devout men who buried Stephen, devout men who buried Stephen after he'd been stoned to death by an angry mob. These men had such a commitment that it didn't matter to them who saw them burying Stephen. The scripture says that even with lamentation or beating their chest in grief, a devout person is not moved by circumstances or the opinions of others. The scripture says Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was looking forward to waiting for the consolation of Israel. Strong's Concordance, we learn consolation is a Greek word that means comfort or consolation. It comes from the root word, which means to call to one's side, then help, encourage, and comfort.
Thirdly, the Holy Spirit was upon him. Before Jesus' resurrection, the Holy Spirit was given to prophets of God. And after his death, the Holy Spirit comes to anyone and lives within us when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. If you've been waiting for some promises of God to be manifested in your life, like, you know, we have,
yeah.
Simeon gives us a good example of what's expected of us while we wait. We need to stay righteous, keep commands of God, obey him, reverence him in the midst of our adversity, and anticipate the manifestation with the power the Holy Spirit gives us, the grace that he puts upon us to be able to come up underneath the things that we're carrying and carry them. Instead of asking for a lighter load, we need to ask for a stronger back. If God promised us something was going to happen, the question isn't whether or not he will keep his word. The question is, how will all of us obey his word while we're waiting for the manifestation? I remember a good guy, Keith Moore, used to say, you know, people say, well, tithing doesn't work. He goes, you know what? It isn't the tithing that doesn't work. It's you gave up on tithing before it got a chance to work.
That's good.
And there was just so many things like that. How we live our lives can speed up or delay the manifestation. Sometimes we just have to wait for the timing of God. It tells him that we trust him in the midst of adverse situations. But truly, God is not a man that he should lie. He will perform his word. Delay does not mean denial. Our answer is on the way. If we can hold fast to these three characteristics, then like Simeon, our eyes will see the deliverance the Lord brings into our lives. It's important for us to realize that our answers is on the way. Whatever that is that we need, we're praying for, believing for, confessing, we need to know if it lines up with the word of God, meaning he wants to take care of us. Believe me, he does, and he's on the way. And while we're waiting, we need to take comfort. We need to gain strength, leaning on the everlasting arms. But we can take it from Psalm 34:19. Psalm 34:19 in the New Century Version, which says, people who do what is right may have many problems, but the Lord will solve them all.
Hallelujah. I love that scripture.
Yes.
I do.
It's
and you should love it too.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No matter what you're facing.
That's it.
God's going to solve your problem.
Sometimes it looks dark because we're looking off into the future.
But take comfort
today,
knowing that your answer
is on the way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 East.
Yes.
And until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.